When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بْنَ مَرْجَانَ. May Allah distance from His mercy the product and the son of Marjana. Up to now, we have said that Ibn Marjana literally means the son of Marjana, and he was not the son of Ziyad, but Ziyad called this Ibn Marjana and his brother to himself, and he kept them as his own sons. And Ubaidullah, later known as Ibn Ziyad, was made the governor of Basra. In the previous episode, we said that one of the most fundamental atrocities Ibn Marjana committed was the merciless execution of Muslim Ibn Aqil, exactly the time when he was the governor of Kufa. To talk about the other atrocities he committed, we can mention the instigation of Umar ibn Sa'd to lead an army to Karbala and carry out the horrendous massacre of Ashura. The point is that he heard that Umar ibn Sa'd is somehow indecisive. He's not determined to kill Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So he sent Shimr with an army to ensure that his orders were carried out and they were both listening to him completely. He could not tolerate any kind of insubordination regarding the massacre of Ashura. Also, history tells us, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam's blessed head was brought before him in his court in Kufa, he began mocking at it, and he tapped Imam Hussein alayhi salam's lips with his cane. Sheikh Mufid, in his book Kitab al-Irshad, says, he ordered that the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam be brought, and it was placed before him. وَأَمَرَ بِإِحْذَارِ الرَّأْسِ فَوَضَعَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. Then he began looking at it, smiling, and in his hand was a cane with which he struck the middle teeth of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And beside him was Zayd ibn Arqam, the companion of the Apostle of Allah, who was very old. When he saw Ibn Ziyad hitting Imam's lips with that cane, he said to him, "Remove your cane from these two lips. For surely by Allah, besides whom there is no God, indeed I saw the two lips of the Apostle of Allah kissing them so many times that I cannot count. فَوَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ غَيْرَهُ لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ شَفَتَي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وآله عليهما ما لا أحصيه كثرة تقبلهما. And then he started weeping. Ibn Ziyad said to him, May Allah make your eyes weep. Do you weep upon the victory of Allah? Ibn Ziyad told him, أَبْكَى اللَّهُ عَيْنَيْكَ أَتَبْكَى لِفَتْحِ اللَّهِ. And he continued, I swear by Allah, if you were not an old man who was out of his senses, I would have beheaded you. This is only one aspect of the monstrous atrocity this Ibn Ziyad had.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So these are only parts of what he did during his life, this Ibn Marjana. And as history tells us, Ibn Marjana did not live long after the massacre of Karbala, because Mukhtar Thaqafi ensured that he defeated and beheaded him because of what he had done against the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Our discussion about who Ibn Marjana is cannot be completed except by reminding you of this important point. The principle, as we said, is a very straightforward one. If someone understands, adheres to truth, and loves the epitomes of Islam, and even if such a person were to be the descendant of the likes of Marwan ibn Hakam, or Yazid, or Ibn Ziyad, he would be reckoned from among the people of the truth. But this la'n we are saying in this part, may Allah distance from his mercy the product of Marjana, we invoke the curses of Allah, not just on such exact person, the product of Marjana, that was only one, and we did not have any kind of Ibn Marjana afterwards throughout the history, but we are asking the Almighty Allah to distance from his mercy all those who have adopted the spirit of such a person. Those who, if they were given the chance in the history and in that time in the plains of Karbala, they were ready to do such atrocity. This is the secret of asking the Almighty Allah to distance from his mercy the product of Marjana. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا الزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين